Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Here the Mishnah introduces a new type of kinyon. We've had Kesef Shtar Chazoka, Legabi Karka. We've had the physical kinyonim of possessiveness, Legabi Mitaltun. We have the kinyonim also of things that are more doimit to Karka, Eved Knani, along with the Mechudishdik kinyonim of Eved Ivri and Isha, and all kinyonim of Ishus, both making the kinyon, both undoing the kinyon Ishus. And now we have a new kinyon, which we'll call it, because that's the way we refer to it, as Kinyan Sudar or Kinyan Chalipin. The word Chalipin is what the idea of the Kinyan is. Sudar is how it's done. Chalipin means it's done as an exchange. Chalifosi is an exchange. It's two things that are being exchanged for each other. The way we do it, the way it's commonly known, Kinyan Sudar, the idea behind it is Reuven doing a Kinyan with Shimon. Reuven symbolically is giving Shimon something. What's he giving? He's giving him, the way we pass, it's done with the kelim of the koina. When Reuven gives Shimon his handkerchief or his pen or his yarmulke or his hat, Shimon gives him back whatever it is. It could be a field even. Now, everybody knows you're not buying a field for a handkerchief, but symbolically, the kinyan is a kinyan of agreement, kilu exchanging two chavetzim. The Mishnah has a very wordy way of bringing this kinyan, a very cryptic way of bringing this kinyan in Talocha. Kol hanase domim ba'acher. Anything which has a value, which you could see that value as something which you would use to pay for something else. Right? We had a din in the Mishnah, in Mishnah Aleph, called shove kesef. Person could pay for something, pay $1,000, could take out $100 bills, and he could pay. He could take out gold, silver, coins, or he could give any other chafetz, and the value of the chafetz will be what he's paying with. Shove kesef, kikesef. Anything that could be used to pay for something else. The Gemara adds a knage to the word nase domen ba'ache. It's not anything that would be used that has a price, because then that would include coins, cash. It means kol hanishum domen ba'ache. Anything that has its value has to be estimated to see how much you'd pay for it in currency, but not currency itself. Which is going to be a little bit of an interesting way of saying that the Mishnah is talking about any type of metaltalin except for matbeis. Kivin shezocha zeh, when Reuven is koina, that thing, that chefetz, nischayiv zeh pachalifov. Reuven, again, there's an agreement between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gives Shimon his cow, his hat, a sefer, his shoes, whatever it is. Whatever they make up, nischayiv zeh pachalifov, Shimon gets back whatever was made up should be on the other side of the exchange. Ketzad, what does that mean? Hichlif shor bepara. They're exchanging. He needs a shor and he needs a para. Now, it could very well be that the exchange over here is not based on dollars and cents. Maybe a shor is worth more than a para. I don't know. Maybe a para is worth more than a shor. It happens to be that he has a field that he needs a strong worker. He needs charisha, so he needs a shor. He has a milk farm, so he needs a cow. He needs a para. So they're exchanging shor and paras because that's what they need. Or chamor b'shor, depending. You need a truck for moving. You need a chamor. You need an animal for working. So you need a shor. Kivin shezocha zeh nischayiv zeh b'chalifov. So the Mishnah emphasizes this din again. The Gemara, the sugyas are actually not here. They're in Bava Metzia in the fourth paragraph of Daf Mem Zayin. There's a ganze machloikis in the wording over here, whether all metaltlin can be used kinyan chalipin, it has to be dafka kli. Peres moshal nav. So two people want to exchange. He wants to exchange a sack of potatoes for a sack of tomato, for a crate of tomatoes. You can't be kind. It's machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Lamais in the Gemara. I'm sorry, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis over there. We paskin like Rav Nachman that kinyan chalipin can only be made with something that lasts, not with peres, only with a kli. An animal clearly in the Mishnah is defined as a kli. Kli doesn't mean a kli that's makabel tumah. Kli means something that lasts, as opposed to food, which is here today and gone tomorrow. The sum total of what it says in the Mishnah is that chalipin works on chafetzim. Once one side is meishich one, the other becomes niknis, but not with money. Money is something else. It's called kinyan kesef. The Rav brings a lashon from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that it's a little bit funny, where the Mishnah says that the reason why Madbe doesn't work is because Avida Tzuras Devatla. Different cultures have different coins. And Mela, the government could always change the coin. So what it sounds like in the Gemara is that Mela, a person is not Soymich Das on a coin. So Mela, you can't be Makne Chalipin with a coin. Now, if you would ask us, what is a person more Soymich on? What does he feel more Batuach, more safe, more stable? If he has dollars in his pocket or if he has tomatoes in his pocket? Tomatoes go bad usually more often than dollar bills. So to say that there's more Gemira's Das, the Pashas, the Gemara doesn't mean that's Chson Gemira's Das. It means that the market with money is not a market of exchange of chafetzim zemizeh. It's an exchange of value. That's kinyan kesef. That's not kinyan chalip. It's different. Because of that, the Gemara says on Dav Dalet over here in the beginning of Kiddushin that kinyan suda, even though it looks like kesef, it's an exchange of two things, right? It's an exchange of currency for Kiddushin. Kinyan suda is a type of kinyan that only works in the marketplace. It doesn't work for Kiddushin. Shall exactly. I had to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says because Kinyan Suda could be done with a chefetz that's worth less than a shava pruta. Is that itself the reason? Or that's just a raya, that's a different type of kinyan, and that kinyan is not learned out. It's not demel kinyan kesef. The Gemara in Bava Metzia actually differentiates between two types of chalipin. There's chalipin shava b'shava, where taka, you're estimating the dollar and cents value of two chafetzim. The shor and the chamor that we mentioned in the Mishnah is taka in terms of value or in terms of usefulness. But then there's chalipin, which is symbolic. That's what we call kinyan suder, where you're exchanging a field or you're making a commitment to give somebody $1 million, and the kinyan with which you're meshabed yourself is a kinyan chalipin on a hanky, on a yarmulke. What's that? That's an exchange. Symbolically, you're doing an exchange, but that's not really what the kinyan is. That's the classic kinyan suda. The chalipin shava b'shava is definitely more dumb to kesef, and it might be bound by some of the rules of kinyan kesef. It's discussed in the sugya in Bava Metzia. The chalipin that we're talking about b'derech klal, when we say that's not part of kedushin, it's not part of the kinyanim that I mentioned over here. We just had a bunch of kinyanim. Kinyan suda wasn't mentioned, even though it works by karka and it works by metaltlin. Why isn't it mentioned? Because it's a different type. It's a different area of kinyanim. It's a kinyan between two people, not so much on the chayfits. But it's an agreement, a kinyan of agreement between two parties on whatever agreement was drafted, crafted between the two of them. Gemara Bava Basra said an interesting thing. Gemara Bava Basra daf kuf yud dalet. All other kinyanim, as soon as you make the kinyan, you can't be chayzer. Maybe it could be chayzer teich de dibur, which is zman chazora in many dinim in the Torah, but you can't, once it's done, it's done. Kinyan Suda, two people are sitting around the conference table. They're drafting a major business deal worth millions. They make a Kinyan Suda, they exchange to show acquiescence to the terms of agreement. Then they're hammering out the details, and there's a disagreement, and they want to fall. One party wants to pull out. You can pull out. Calls Mansha Sukim Ba'isa Inyan Kibim Abatul the Kinyan Suda. Beer Advarm, because the Kinyan Suda is not a Kinyan on the Chayfitz. What's done is done. The chefetz already transferred. It's a kinyan on the acquiescence to an agreement of two people. That's why the kinyan is symbolic in nature. It just symbolizes an exchange between two people where Reuven is meshabed himself to Shimon, Shimon is meshabed himself to Reuven. Since the kinyan is a kinyan of Gemira's Das, calls Mansha Sukum Vaisin, we see the Gemira's Das as not being finalized. It's just an example of that brings down. That's why this Mishnah is a separate idea outside of the Kinyanim that were previously mentioned. Next part of the Mishnah. Rishus HaGavoya. Rishus HaGavoya means if a gizbar of Hegdish, this is Rishus of Hegdish, not learning to say the Kachim now, but we know the concept, we learned different facets of it in Mesechs Nedarim, where there's a Rishus of Hegdish, which is created by a person being noider to Hegdish, but it becomes either a behemoth, becomes Kodesh, or there's a concept of Bedek Abayis, where it's property that belongs to Hegdish. How does the Gizbar, who represents Hegdish, how does he buy and sell on behalf of the Mikdash? They want to buy, let's say, things for Karbonis. Which kinyan does he use? Now, why shouldn't you assume that's totally in the thing that he's buying? But the Mishnah introduces the concept of Rishus HaGavoya big kesef. Now, most of what a gizbar is buying for the Mikdash is going to be metaltlin. Why would he be buying karka? He's buying behemois, yayin, shemen, soiles, etc. So shteit al lechur mufurish in the Mishnah that he can be kind of a kesef. Remember that we spoke out earlier in the previous Mishnah that there's a machloikis whether metalton is niknis bekesef. Obadosh shteit mufurish in the Mishnah that reshus hagavoy is bekesef, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Like that shita, like the other shita, the metalton is also niknis bekesef. V'doshtein achiddush. Now we didn't have in the Mishnah before that metalton was kind of bekesef. Why? Because midiraisa may be yes, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, but midirabonon kesef does not work. If the tomatoes that one is buying are still in the refrigerator of the seller, of the storekeeper, even if the money was paid, either party could be choizer. With a mishapara, you move on in the fourth parak in Bava Metzia with a taina, a tarum is given by Bezdin, both parties could be choizer on the kinyan. However, over here, the kinyan is final. Rishus hagavoy bekesef is kaina. Why? Because there's no chisoroin of the chayfetz not being b'shusay. The Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says, actually in the Yerushalmi, the Gemara b'yachas is b'kitzer, that since the pasuk says in Tehillim l'Hashem ha'aretzim lo'ya, that means that the whole world is kiviyochel l'chotzer v'akadosh baruch hu, which means that it's never not in the rishus of hegdish. Wherever the soilus or the shemen or the behemoth that the Hegdish is buying, it's always there. So that kinyan is like a meshicha. The kesef is like a meshicha. It's always on site. It's not mechusim meshicha. It's not in the rishus of Hegdish. So the Mishnah expresses this point by saying rishus hakavoy bekesef, even though physical distance would seem to indicate that he shouldn't be able to be kind of a kesef. No, there's no physical distance. Rishus hahedyit bechazoka. What does that mean? This doesn't mean chini chazaka. This means what we just said. Rishus ha-hedyit. When is something in the rishus of the hedyit? A regular person, it has to be physical in his rishus. Mitaltlin is mechusar, being in the physical possession of the new owner when kinyan kesef was done. Not hegdish. Only by hedyit. Amirosel ligavoya kimsirosel hedyit. This is the famous expression of Chazal, that as soon as a person is magdish something, it belongs to Hegdish. Ruvain saying out loud that he's giving Shimon $100. Does that make the $100 Shimon? No. The $100 has to be nichnas into Rishus of Shimon. Shimon has to take physical possession of the $100 bill from Ruvain. Why? Because if it's in Ruvain's pocket, it's not owned by Shimon. With all goodwill of Ruvain to give that $100 to Shimon, but at the end of the day, it's not in the Rishus of Shimon. Rishus ha-hedi b'chazoka. Rishus ha-hegdish. As soon as Reuven says, I want this $100 to go to Hegdish, it's there. It's already in the chotzer of Hegdish. So amirosi l'gavoya, saying something that's neged to Rishus gavoya, i.e. Hegdish, kim siroso is like physically giving it over to a hedi. Again, this word misiroso doesn't mean kinyan misiro. It means all kinyonim that are of a physical nature, which has to be done by a hedi. This finishes off, Be'ez Hashem, our discussion of Kinyonim, which were on the background of Kinyan Kiddush, and we went through all the Kinyonim. Now the Mishnah, in the context of marriage, Bechlal, moves on to a different subject. It's Midei Dabri, and it's very Agav. And the Mishnah moves on to sugyas of Chinuch, relationships between husbands and wives, between parents and children, on the background of the relationship called marriage. But there's a whole lumdus to these in Yonim. Mishnah Zayin. Kol mitzvos haben al ha'av. All mitzvos of the child that relate to a child that are mechuyiv, that are chal on the father. All mitzvos that a father is mechuyiv to do with his son. The Mishnah says, Anoshim chayovim v'noshim pturois. Men are mechuyiv, men have a chiv klapi their children. V'noshim pturos, women are potter. What are the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs are ben ala'av. The Rav brings shisha dvarim, comes from a brayse in the Gemara. His father's mechuyiv in mitzvahs mila. Kimavur, that if a father is not mal his child, if the father is the marshal, he's a chman son, an assimilated Jew, and later on in life this child comes back to Yiddishkeit, he's mechuyiv to mal himself. L'moyloi, l'fdoisoi, imu b'chor, l'lam de Torah. Pidyan Aben is a financial chiv that's mutl on the father. Lalam de Torah is the mitzvah v'shinam t'l'vanecha. Lalam de Umnis, This is clearly only derabbanon lasiya isha, which is how this Mishnah got here in the first place. Ulashita binor, to teach him how to swim, to sant. It seemed like a tofu. The skills he needs in order to succeed in life that a father is mechuyev to give over to his sons. It's interesting that's called mitzvah haben alav. The lomdim of chakira is the pshat is the mitzvah of mila l'moshul, a child's mechuyev in his own mila. No, the child's mitzvahs are right now, but even that he can't do it right now, he's a tinnik, 8 days old, so it's mutl on the father. Well, no, there's a bazunder mitzvah. The father has a chiyev lomu benoy. Witness the fact that there's a psul of somebody who's an oral, a marshal can eat kachim, can eat truma. That's true. A father who has a son who's an oral also has that din. That means he has an arelus. It's his mitzvah. So the halachas anoshim chayim v'noshim p'turis. The Gemara learns each of these out of a pasuk. There's a famous discussion that the Rishonim have based on the two dinim from now, the mitzvah seish hazman groma. Let's see. V'chol mitzvah so'av ala ben, all mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that are shaykh to the father, that are mechuyiv on the son. There's no difference between a son and a daughter in their responsibilities to their parents. What responsibilities do children have to their parents? Keep it out of the way. Ishim evolved tiro. The mitzvah of kibud and a mitzvah of meira. Kibud is serving, taking care of the parents. Meira is obeying, listening, and respecting. Both of those are mitzvahs that are equally demanding of sons and daughters. The Gemara says that a daughter, if she's married, has to give first precedence to her husband. She can't be always there for her parents because she has her own home. She has her own familial responsibilities. Then the Mishnah says, V'chol mitzvah saseh shazman groma. All mitzvahs that are considered zmani. There's a lot of interesting details about which mitzvahs are mitzvah seish hazman grama. We'll go through only what's mavur in the Ikar HaPoskim. Mitzvah seish hazman grama, the Rav quotes, shofar, sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, these are clearly mitzvahs that are time-bound. Shofar, lulav, and sukkah, by the way, are clear. Tzitzis, not so much. Tzitzis is every day of the year. But tzitzis is a mitzvah re'isem. The Gemara says that tzitzis only mechuyiv by yoim. If it's by yoim, v'loy balayla, that renders a mitzvah seish hazman grama. This includes tefillin. And other mitzvahs also, that are only by Yom V'loi B'Laila. So all those type of mitzvahs, Anoshim Chayom V'Noshim P'turis, this is the famous P'tur of mitzvahs Aseh Shazman Groma by women. V'chol mitzvahs Aseh Shaloy Azman Groma. The Rav quotes examples, Mezuzah Maiko Aveda Shiluch HaKan. The halach is, Echer Anoshim Echer Noshim Chayom. It sounds like there's no exceptions to the rule. The Rav says no. About that these two rules are not black and white. There are mitzvahs seishas man groma that women are mechuyev. So matzah b'leil Pesach, simcha b'mayadim, hakel b'chag hasukkis are all mitzvahs seishas man groma. Women are chayev. Talmud Torah, piri v'rivya, pidyin aben are mitzvahs seishel loyaz man groma. Women are potter. But the Rav quotes the Gemara, but the klola basra that mitzvahs loysa say. The next line in the Mishnah, Chomitzis lo yisei ben shazman groma, ben shaloy azman groma. A woman is never allowed to be over on a lo yisei, even if it's man groma. Echad anoshim v'echad anoshim chayovim. That's dafka. There's no such thing as a lo yisei that's not mutl on women, except for the examples that the Mishnah itself quotes. Chus min bal tashchis, u bal takif, u bal tetame lameisim. Bal tashchis u bal takif are here related from Pashas Kedoshim. To round the corners of the head, not that pays. And to be megaleach, a beard, is losashkus is pasiv hanecho. The two go together, and male women are not mechuyiv. Whoever has a beard is mechuyiv in hakofa. Hakofa is a reshul, her shaykh physically by women also. The last one is bal tetame lameisim. Bal tetame lameisim is emor al b'nei aharon, the beginning of Pashas Emor, that b'nei aharon are not allowed to be tetame lameisim. B'nei aharon don't have that losasay. Those are the only exceptions to the rule. There are a number, by the way, of examples of mitzvah sasei that have auxiliary loy saseis, and that itself would preclude a woman from being potter, because if you mevatel a mitzvah sasei, you also have an loy sasei. The marshal. Women are mechuyev in making a makkah. You don't have to come on. The Tosfos asks the kasha. You don't have to come on to the fact that women are mechuyev mitzvah seish shaloy azman groma. The fact is, if somebody doesn't make a makis, I mean, a lav le'sosim dam b'vesecho posuk in pashas kiseitze. Or the marshal of a person that is not meishav aved, deserving a lav le'suchel le'salim. That itself would be enough reason to be mechayev a woman. Why do we have to come on to the separate din that women are also mechuyev in mitzvah saseh shalei azman grama? So Tesis has a famous shmuz where, let's say, there would be a mitzvah saseh that a person has besides, let's say, his father was mitzavim not to return avedim. So he has a mitzvah kibbutz. Theoretically, we could say that if she only had the lois saseh, so yovay aseh de kibbutz, the yitcha lois aseh of leisucha l'salem. Now that we say she's mechuyev in aseh also, so it's ein aseh bo v'doicha, and aseh doesn't have a kerech to be doicha, lois aseh v'aseh. This has a few different examples of that. Also, like Abi Yomtiv. What is a woman mechuyev to on Yomtiv? Only the lois aseh of not doing malacha? Or is she mechuyev also in aseh? L'chayr, mitzvah aseh of Yomtiv is a mitzvah aseh shazman groma. There's a lois aseh, Tais has a whole shmuz, there's a lois aseh of not doing malacha yom tiv, but what about, let's say, burning kachim should be a mitzvah saseh, yovei aseh v'yitchalei saseh. So one mahalach would be to say, but the woman is mechuyiv, not only in the loiseh of yom tiv, because she's mechuyiv in the loiseh, then she's mechuyiv in the mitzvah saseh. Tais has a shmuz about that. But by Hashavah Saveda, it's pashut, because it's a mitzvah saseh, she ain't as magrom. And that's why the Mishnah speaks it out. That's a cheshman, and Tais is dik a cheshman over here in Kiddush Naflam Adalid. The Ramban says something else. There are certain mitzvahs, a very important principle, there are certain mitzvahs which are primarily a mitzvah of doing. The lois aseh is a chizik for the aseh. So there, you wouldn't look at the lois aseh independently. If women would not be mechuyev in the mitzvah aseh, they wouldn't be over the lois aseh either. Now that the terrorists, now that Chazal and Megala, that women are mechuyev in every mitzvah aseh she'en hazman groma, except for the few examples that I quoted, so then she has the aseh and the lois aseh. That's the Rei of the Rishayim.